The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'No, I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not dare change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. So you and I, hopefully, should get the idea of what Christ is telling us. Yes means yes, no means no. Be consistent. But let's face it, the reason why we are not yet saints, we are not yet perfect, is what? Because when we say yes, we actually do nothing. And when we say no, we do it. The problem with us is that in each and every one of us, unlike Mama Mary, Mother Mary, Mother of Jesus, her life was a what? A constant yes to God. That is why she is the most worthy, the most blessed among women. The reason why she did not sin, because her life was a constant yes. You and I, is there a disco here or something? God tells me to shut up? This one? This one? Okay. No, we already changed that. How do you like the lights anyway? Much better? The reason why I don't want the lights because it reflects my head. Anyway, the devil will tempt you to concentrate on that. Don't let it. Okay, anyway. All right, so all of us, because we are not yet perfectly in love with God, because we are still selfish, in each and every one of us, we find ourselves struggling to be consistent, struggling to really do what God wants us to do. We're supposed to say yes to love and no to hatred. Yes? Yeah. Yes to love and no to hatred. But what do? We find ourselves angry at people for whatever reason. And we have to say to ourselves, no, I cannot and should not hate anybody just because he or she is different. That is why do you think that there is feminism, racism, all this system thingy, chauvinism? Because people hate the other person just because he or she is different. Some Christians, sad to say, instead of saying love everybody, some decided to hate the Muslims. Wrong. You cannot hate. Huh? You cannot hate. If you do that, then the devil has a hold on you. So ask yourself, do I really say yes to Jesus just like his love? Remember that Christ died for all mankind. And that is the kind of love that we must reflect. How do we know that we have the kind of love that Christ said? When we can actually fulfill what he said. When somebody smacks you on the left cheek, give the other cheek. When somebody needs you to walk a mile, you walk an extra mile or give your tunic. Love is what we will be judged by the standard of Jesus. We have to make sure that we imitate Him. And how do we know? Because He is our Lord and Savior. We cannot excuse ourselves by saying, I do not know, I did not know that I should love like Him. Come on. We should love like Him because we are His followers. We are His disciples. So anybody here, look into yourself and ask, do I hate? And if I do, Lord, help me to let go of this hatred. Why do you think there are so much violent protests out there? Too much hatred. They hate so much that they are willing to what? To kill, to maim, to hurt. No. Too much hatred. And I hope nobody is here is like that. Because if you are hateful and you're holding on to it, I will not be surprised if you end up like what these violent people are doing. Again, these are from the left and the right. Huh? These are supposed to be from the left and the right, the liberals and the conservatives. Sad to say, if both sides, some of them decide to hate, you will end up not receiving violence like Christ, but doing violence against others. So yes to love, no to hate. Yes to life. No? How many of us, sad to say, with all our faith, instead of being faithful to life and respect life, some of us do not respect human life. I keep telling everybody, when you limit yourself to one race, you are not respecting life. You are being a racist. So if you only say all black lives matter, wrong. What should we say? All human life matters. The problem is what's happening. They insist that only black lives matter. But if you ask them, how about the unborn blacks? See, that's the problem with people who concentrate on one aspect. They limit their so-called slogan to certain things. See, when the so-called liberals say that all black lives matter, and then you ask them, how about other lives? So always remember, we are saying yes to life. So not only are we supposed to respect life, all races, rather all stages of life, meaning what? The unborn, the teenagers, the adults, and the old ones. All human life matters. But what is happening? When the government made a law disrespecting the unborn, or when the government disrespects the seniors by making it hard for seniors to live a decent life. No? So again, we have to be consistent. We are not supposed to be racist. We're not supposed to be picking sides. Even murderers, even gay people, homosexuals, should we hate them? No. What do I say to you every time? What? Love the sinner, hate the sin. So you cannot say, stay here and hate just because somebody is like that. No. You have to be consistent. But sadly, there are some who hate them as if they are the devil. No, they're not. They are no less human just because they have done something wrong. You are not less human. I am not less human just because I am a sinner. So all human life matters. All lives matter. Yes to life. And no to anything that disrespects life. No to killing. No to violence. So abortion definitely is what? It's evil. Stop making excuses like, Father, how about rape and incest? See, people again will make excuses as if just because there is a rape or incest that the human innocent life inside the womb should be punished. Should the baby be punished? No. Bear the child for 9 months and then give it away. 9 months of inconvenience or even shame is less than the worth of human life. Yes or no? Huh? Yes or no? What do you think? Yeah, Father, I'm ashamed of what happened. Get over it. After 9 months, that's it. But when you kill a child, the unborn, that's it. It's so final. But again, see how we are what you call double face. We can say we are pro-life, but when it happens to us, to our family, no. People should not know. Who cares? My sister got pregnant at the age of 17, and my mom, typical, was panicking and said, "Oh, what will people say? Who cares? Who cares what people say? The heck with them. Human life is more important than shame." And I have a very good niece because of that. She grew up to be a wonderful woman. But because of shame, because of inconvenience, you're going to kill the unborn? See, that's the hypocrisy of us all. We say we are pro-life, but we limit our stand for life. No? So ask yourself, I hope nobody here is excommunicated, huh? I already told you before, if you encouraged the person to have an abortion, if you even point where the abortion clinic is, you are excommunicated. You may not have done the abortion, but you pointed, you encouraged, abortion, you are excommunicated. Imagine that, how ugly abortion is. How evil abortion is. But here we are praying as if nothing happened. No, you might not even remember that you encouraged somebody in your family with your friends to have an abortion. You are excommunicated ipso facto by the mere fact that you pointed or encouraged somebody to have an abortion. You, even with all your communion, even if you went to confession but did not confess that, you are still excommunicated. You have to confess that you've done such evil thing to encourage death by pointing or encouraging them to have an abortion. So my dear friends, who are we? Are we really reflecting Christ? The obedient Christ? He was obedient until death, death on the cross. Obedience means what? Following the will of the Father. And that is what he did. And I hope and pray we are humble enough to admit we have not been obedient all the time. And that is why we have to go to confession and officially, properly, really be forgiven of our sins and admit in confession, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, my fault, through my fault that I did these things. But remember, God is constantly, willingly, lovingly, always wanting to forgive us. But you have to admit the many times that we have said no to God. Remember, all of us are on the same boat, okay? When I talk to you about these things, about sadly not always obeying God, same with me. I'm supposed to always love, forgive, patience, kindness. Do you think I'm always like that? No. That's why I, your priest, and all priests, we go to confession every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks. Unless you're holier than us, you better do something about your own soul and not simply come to church and say, oh, I have the right to receive communion. I can do whatever I please without receiving confession or going to confession. You're right. Huh? Be careful. Again, are we obeying Jesus when we go to confession? Yes or no? And when we don't go to confession, are we disobeying Jesus? Think about it.